Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Four callers, four new music picks, four singles, and plenty of emotion sickness. Greetings and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Patrick, and on behalf of Jim, I want to welcome you to this episode. We're in the midst of May 2023 new music. The new music train rolls on. It waits for no podcast, as Stephen Routledge said. So we're going to stay on it, steaming ahead towards our destination. We've got four songs for you today from four different callers. Everybody going with a single pick on this episode, which is cool. And I'm going to turn that over to you, the listener, here in just a minute. But before I do, I want to remind you that we want you. We need you. We're hoping you'll be at Suburbs Fest South. It takes place August 3rd to 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. There is a group rate available at the Galt House, 140 North 4th Street, downtown Louisville. And you can have a good night's rest after all the fun we're going to have on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've got three nights of events, which will include a live hootenanny, an open mic night, and a live band karaoke with the amazing Frank Muffin, which will be incredible. They'll have a whole list of songs you can choose from. Get up on stage and have fun, or bring an instrument and do your own thing. Then we are going to have a live podcast recording with several musicians from the Louisville area that I think you're going to find very interesting. We are going to talk to those musicians, and they're going to play a couple songs live for you. So that's going to be really fun. Plus, games and audience interaction and the bag of questions, I'm sure, will be brought out at some point, the famous bag of questions. And to wrap it all up on Saturday night, Dash Rip Rock will be ripping it up. And the Excuses will be opening up at 21st in Germantown. So that is going to be a rock and roll way to end the day. And it's going to be great. So we hope to see you there. Go to suburbspod.com/fest or click on the banner on our homepage to get all the details. But it would be great to see you there. With that, I am going to press play on these picks. We've got them all queued up on a brand new TDK 90-minute cassette tape ready to go. And it starts like this.
Eins, zwei, Polizei. Drei, vier, Offizier. Fünf, sechs, alte Hex. Sieben, acht, Harris King.
Who listens to krautrock and tweets about Wofford College whilst watching baseball and enduring the withering disdain of his cat Dreyfus. He braves for his team, and sometimes his new music picks are brave too.
Hey, this is Harrison, South Carolina. I am calling in about May new music. I didn't get a bunch of stuff in May. I got some stuff in May, but it was from March and April. No big deal. I'll talk about those at the end of the year. But I was going through my music library looking at the year 2020 for my radio show, These Important Years on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, and few bands I was noticing haven't put out anything since 2020. I'm not sure if that's about the pandemic or what, but one band, Ganser from Chicago, they put out an album in 2020 called Just Look at the Sky, which I really like. So I looked them up and I got to their Bandcamp page, and they just put out a single in May. It was on May 11th. The name of the single is called People Watching Live at Salt Shed, and it says down at the bottom a little description that recorded live at Chicago's Salt Shed supporting the legendary Bikini Kill. Anyway, it's a cool song, and I hope they're going to come out with more music soon. People Watching is definitely something I dug. It was a good, as they say at the beginning, this song you can dance to. I give you permission. Okay, thanks a lot, everybody. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Hi Jim, Patrick the intern and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my May new music pick. May's been pretty busy for me, so just one pick this month. My pick is The Narcissist by Blur from the forthcoming album The Ballad of Darren. The song's quite polarizing. I really liked it from the first listen, but from what I've read, it's not really grabbing a lot of people. It definitely doesn't have those big choruses that Blur are known for, but there's just so much going on in this song. There's this restraint to the song, and they're playing with minors and majors of the same chord, so it's a really interesting track. And for me, when the song brightens up at the end of the chorus, that's where it really pays off. This got me even more excited for the band's gig in Dublin in June. Yeah, I can't wait. Anyway, that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. I heard no echo. There was distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt rebuttal standing there. Transcendent. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the Pyro, I was the dark room. I'm the shining light in your eye. You're probably shining back.
Hi, this is Katie Bartlett, first-time caller. I'm calling in my new music pick for May, which is Blame Brett by The Beaches. The Beaches is one of my favorite bands. They have a new album coming out in September 15th. Very excited for it. I'm going to be seeing them in New York in October. It's going to be my first time seeing them, so that is very, very exciting. But yeah, Blame Brett, it's a great new song that they just released. My new music pick. Thank you.
Done being the cycle underneath rock stars. greetings and salutations. It is Jeff beaming out to you from Menlo Park, California, just a guitar pick flick away from Stanford's campus. And I'm chiming in with my new music pick for May with not only my favorite song of the year, just might be my favorite song I've heard of the last 5 or so years. Is that good? I am, of course, talking about the brand new Queens of the Stone Age off their forthcoming album, In Time's New Roman, which is out June 16th. It's the lead single called Emotion Sickness, and this is a rare case where it was love at first sight, because I actually heard the song for the first time while watching the video, and I'm kind of hypnotized by it, if I'm being honest. I've watched it over and over again. Directed by Liam Lynch of whatever fame, and it's that good. So I say, crank it.